Well, hey, joining me today is Jim Werner. He is the Executive Director of the Transportation Development Department at Lake of the Ozarks Community Bridge. Jim, that's a mouthful for a title, man. What do you tell people you do for a living when they ask you?
Well, I tell them I watch the toll booth and make sure we're collecting the tolls we need to pay off this big debt we have.
Everybody knows what that is, that's for sure. Actually, that's the good news. It looks like it was paid off early, right?
Well, it's, yes, they're going to be paid off early, and we expect that actual payment to be sometime next month or in April.
Mm-hmm. Because the original story was that, you know, it was going to be like, what, 2026 before the tolls were removed?
And that's correct, 2026, and we're tickled death we're paying them off about 2 years early. Just unbelievable.
That's for sure. I haven't spoken to anybody who said, you know what, I really like those tolls. I wish they'd keep them. So,
there'll be a few dissenters. They'll say, oh, that's just going to bring in a lot more traffic.
Well, yeah.
That's true, and we've left a big economic footprint here, we think.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was actually talking to somebody the other day, and they said, you know, now that the tolls, let's assume the tolls are going to be gone in time for most of the season, I wonder how much traffic, say, the west side is going to get now from people who didn't want to pay that toll and didn't cross the bridge.
Well, we think it'll increase 25% almost immediately, since we expect to collect our last toll on April the 30th. And I think as the summer goes along, you're going to see a 50 to 75% increase in the traffic. I know that there have been interviews with various people in different walks of life from different areas of the lake have still said they wouldn't pay the toll. But now that the toll's coming off, they'll certainly use that bridge. It'll save them time and money.
Why is the toll, Jim, being paid off early? Was it just good stewardship or what?
There you go. We have an excellent board of directors, Eddie Pugh and Joe Rager and Dave Baumgartner and Mike Page, all local people here that have worked diligently for all this time. And I'm a newcomer, and I've been with that. I've been here for 26 years. So,
a couple of those names that you mentioned, I know them, and you're right. They are great guys, and they are very serious about what they do, you know?
That's correct. It's been a pleasure working with them. In fact, someone asked me what I'm going to do, and I said, well, I've worked for a bank for 40 years, and I said, I think in 26 years, so I think I've had enough of a work life, and I believe I'm going to take it easy.
You don't want, bottom line is, Jim doesn't want to be handling money anymore. That's what it really comes down to.
But it still feels like I'm losing an old friend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, sometimes people ask Jim, and I never really have a good answer for them, but who owns the bridge? I mean, it's not MoDOT, so who really owns the bridge?
Well, the Lake of the Ozark Community Bridge property owners do, and those property owners are the five of us. The five board members own it under a directive by the Circuit Court of Camden County and under some legislation that was passed in, I think, 1990, and gives us the right to do this and the ability to do this, to form this corporation to collect tolls. And so we're the current owners.
Right.
And we don't look at it as we have really any rights, because everything is subject to approval of the MoDOT, Missouri right. Department of Transportation, who they're working out here right now running a drone looking over the property so they can take it over on May 1 and
right.
eventually destroy the toll facility out here and realign some of the road.
I think that should probably be a pay-per-view event, Jim. I'm just saying, you know, down the toll booths. you might have people willing to pay to see that. I'm just saying.
Well, I want
to
stand out here and see it too. I spent a lot of hours out there.
Well, that's the good news. The tolls are ending on the Lake of the Ozarks Community Bridge. And Jim, you and the gang over there, we can say thank you for that, because I know it's a long time. It's been a long time coming. And I guess every once in a while you're going to come by and visit the bridge, though, being that it was your baby.
I'll drive across that bridge now. I used to have to pay a toll too.
Oh yeah, you didn't get any kind of.
I may just come out here and drive back and forth for about half an hour.
Do you remember, I think it was during COVID, at one point they had lifted the toll, and there were a couple of people doing videos saying, I'm crossing the bridge free, woo! Oh, look, I'm crossing the bridge back the other way free! So, that's kind of what we're going to be doing. So, Jim Werner, Executive Director of Transportation Development Department with the Lake of the Ozarks Community Bridge, thank you so much for joining us today, and again, thanks for everything that you and the others have done with this.
That's great. They'll be glad to hear that.